Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Education, folks. That's what the teachers union calls it. That's what the left calls it. That's what the so-called educators call it. And you know what? We've been brainwashed to believe that teachers are good. Oh, teachers are so good. Now, what's funny is they want to brainwash you. They brainwash us to believe that police are good. But now police are evil. But no, teachers are not evil. So what? Teachers don't teach. So what? Teachers are molesting kids. They've known about this for decades. Let me ask you, do you think there have been incompetent teachers and teachers who see your student as somebody that's a mark? I mean, we all know that the college professors, these 50, 60-year-old guys, can't wait to get their hands on the 18, the 19, and 20-year-old co-eds. It's par for the course. It's like Hollywood. You know, if you go to Hollywood, you might end up on the casting couch. We know what the left is doing, and we just, oh, blinders on. Oh, you got a job in Hollywood? Congratulations, little starlet. Congratulations. Pretend that you don't know how she got it or whatever. Just pretend that the things that we know, the debauchery of Hollywood doesn't exist because, oh, my little girl made it. Look at her. My little Susie graduated. Look at her. Look at her go. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. There's a slow brainwashing that occurs to us because we hear certain things. Expert! You've heard me talk about experts. Yeah, we're trained. Oh, so-and-so, he's an expert. Oh, wow, I'll defer because he's an expert. I will put all of my learning and all of my common sense aside because this person is studied. I told you guys my story about my piano lessons, right? I took piano lessons, and I'm with a guy. He's a professor of piano, and I'm going there. I'm paying $60 an hour, whatever I'm paying, and I told the dude, I don't want to go to Juilliard. I just want to learn how to play. So I'd bring in the things I wanted to play. He'd go, oh, that's pretty cool, and he'd work out the chords. I'd write down the music structure, the concert signature, and I'd try to play it. He'd go, yeah, okay, well, go work on it. I'd come back the next week. He had shown me what to do. I recorded it. I'd hear it, but I didn't hear it the way he played it. I went home and practiced it, and when I come back and play, this guy would go, whoa, 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 play that again, play that again. Now, I had learned it wrong and practiced it wrong because that's what I do. But it sounded good. I'm like James Brown. Does it feel good? Yeah. Does it sound good? Yeah. I did good. So I was like, okay. So I play it, and I go, ooh, that sounds good to me. So I'd go back to the lesson, and he'd say, okay, well, let's hear what you did. And I'd play, and I'd be playing along, and he'd go, whoa, 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 what'd you just do there? What'd you do there? And I go, well, I did what you told me. No, no, that's not what I told you. And I go, well, that's what I learned. He goes, no, no, hold on. And he'd move me off the stool, and he'd start playing, and he'd go, play that. And he'd see what I did. And then he takes out his pencil, and he starts writing into his notebook. And if I'm lying, I'm dying. Three out of eight lessons, that happened. So at one point, I said to him, I went, you know, you're charging me $60 an hour to teach me piano, but there are days I feel like I'm teaching you. And he did not like that comment. He didn't. About 2 months later, he dropped me as a student. I guess he'd gotten all that he could get from me. But he didn't pay a dime for my lessons, but I was paying $60 an hour for his. And what it told me is, look, guys, you may be an expert, but I may like what I hear. And I may know what I like and know what I hear. And I'll play what I like. And suddenly, who's the expert? I was the expert. See, I don't need to know all the technical knowledge that goes with the vaccines to know I see a strange trend. I tell people this all the time. My genius, when I was in engineering school, I was not the best engineering student. I was a decent engineering student, but I wasn't the best. There were people that blew my mind. I still remember him to this day. But what I can tell you I was better at than they were, the concepts around engineering. I could look at it and go, that doesn't make sense to me from a conceptual level. And then, well, Kevin, can you write the proof? Nope. Nope. That's for bigger brains than mine. But I know that this isn't right. That we're missing something here. And a lot of it was validated later in life. I didn't realize it at the time. But it was. I'm not going to go into the details, but I'm just telling you. So all I'm getting at here, folks, is we've been bombarded with these things that are supposed to just elicit an emotion. Teacher. She's a teacher. Well, educator. He's a professional. He's an expert. And we hear these words and we go, oh, ho, 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 ho. And I better put my stuff on the side. I'm way past that. I'm not putting my stuff aside. Because you're the expert. Now, if you're working on my car, and I'll even tell you this. This happened. We took our car to a guy. Oh, it's going to be $1,800 or whatever. And we were like, what? It's insane. Melissa goes on the internet, gets on a chat, bunch of chat rooms. And you know what the solution was? A $6 filter. See, that's what the experts do. The experts are there to get money from you because they pay for their expertise, and you're going to pay them for it. Education. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oh, Kevin, indoctrination. That's what our kids are getting. Certainly. There's a lot of indoctrination going on, but I think it's far worse. I do. I believe it's far worse. I think that the education system is intentionally dumbing down students. I don't think there's any question about that to me. When you're teaching about the stuff that you learn as a kid by the time you're 6 years old, you learn it in Montessori. If you go to Montessori, and if you don't go to Montessori because you can't afford that, my kids went to Montessori, but if you can't afford that, you know where you learn it? You learn it in life. You learn it around all your little friends. My kids' friends growing up was in the United Nations. I've told you the story before, but it was a band of misfits. Turns out my kid was offering protection services for his kids. There was all these kids. They were fat, skinny, pockmarked faces, you name it, but all different nationalities. One kid was a Muslim. I know we had a couple, at least one Jewish kid. But it was truly that. He didn't need any indoctrination in college about being woke and all this other nonsense that's going on. They don't want to teach our kids. There's a cabal about it. And I've got to take a short break because when we come back, we're going to talk about these biased reporting systems that colleges and universities are using. And I'm going to share a story about my son and this inability to critically think. It's not very flattering, but we're working on it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So I was talking about the lack of education of these kids, their inability to critically think. And here's I'm going to use my son as an example. Kid in his sophomore year scores a 400 on his SAT. You know, I'm still after him about his doing his work, his schoolwork, because he could qualify for a scholarship, but his GPA is like a 3.2. It has to be a 3.5, and it could be a 3.9 if he just turned in his stupid homework. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to. I tell you these stories so because I don't want you feeling like, oh, you're the only one with a bad kid or a kid that's not doing this or that. By the way, I don't think of these kids as bad. We tell our son, it's not you're making bad choices. You're not a bad kid. You're making bad choices because he's not a bad kid. He's a good kid, but he's making bad choices. Anyway, he was in trouble for something, and it was the same thing, a repetitive thing that we've been working on over years. So the other day I was taking him to school and I said to him, I go, look, you know, you're repeating these patterns. We've been working on this for a while. You're well past puberty now. You're in the manhood. You're not a man, but you're certainly getting there. And you're certainly being influenced by people who know what it's like to be a man. Your dad is a real man. And he's a handsome man. And he's, oh, sorry. I got distracted. You know, I was talking to him. And I'm like, look, dude, you got to quit making little boy mistakes. And I explained to him that I even understand that you mature later than girls. You're still in this reptilian brain. And even though you're told something over and over and over as a young boy, you know, it doesn't register like girls. Girls can hear it once and follow instructions. The boys, and I remember being this kid, right? So I don't get mad at him. I told him this. I said, I was the same way. But anyway, here's what happened. So I said, what's your problem? You know, why do you keep doing this? Why is this repetitive thing? And his answer to me was, I don't know. And if there's anything that sets me and his mom off is when I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? You got a brain. You got to know something. So here's what he did. He hid a kid's vape thing for him because the kid would get in trouble. And we go, you know, he had done it twice now. We said, and we know it's the other kid's vape. We know that for a fact. So for those of you going, you're only kid, your kid's vaping. No, we know. So I go, why would you do this the second time when you've already gotten in trouble for it? Well, he was going to get suspended. Well, that's his punishment. You know, so we're going on and on. And so finally I said, you know, you do things repetitively. I want to know why you do it. I don't know. So I got upset. I go, look, you got to come up with a reason why you keep repeating bad behaviors. Because if you can't soul search, that's a problem for you. And he genuinely had nothing. So I started going, okay, so maybe it was I didn't think I was going to get caught. Maybe it was I thought that the consequences of me getting caught outweighed what was going to happen to my friend. Maybe I did it because I wanted to be one of the cool kids and, you know, not have him feel like I was a chump. Maybe I did it. You know, I was giving him suggestions. Let me tell you, this kid was just like, you could see him over there thinking like, oh, yeah, okay, well, that is a possibility. Yeah, yeah. And here's what I figured out. He genuinely doesn't know how to come up with scenarios. Now, in his defense, I don't know when I was able to come up with scenarios. I just didn't do those things. I don't know what would have happened if my grandmother had asked me when I was 16, why did you do it? I'd be like, I really don't know. I might have said the same thing. And maybe your kids or grandkids are doing that. But here's the problem. You should be able to know. You should be able to ask yourself those questions. You should be able to start to inquire about who you are and set the standard. And so guess what? That's what we're working on right now. That's what we're working on. Anyway, I say all this to go back into why are we losing this battle of education? And here's part of it. Bias reporting systems are what they're using in college, in universities. Forget, they're teaching our kids social justice nonsense. And along with this, you now know this. In colleges and universities, they have what are called bias reporting systems. And they say, I'm reading this, are quickly becoming a popular tool used on college campuses to monitor and sometimes punish speech that is found to be offensive or in violation of university policies. This is from I think campus reform, if you want to know where to go look for this stuff. Bias reporting systems. You're in college. You're an adult. You have now gone through puberty. You're now in adulthood. You're 18 years old. You may not be able to drink, but you can get drafted, and you got other things you can do. You can, I mean, at 16, you can work, so by 18, you got a couple years under your belt. You start understanding the world, and in college, they treat these people like little kids going through Montessori. Get this. Many of the complaints filed at several universities during the fall 2022 semester accuse students of, ready, misgendering, using the wrong pronouns, and making insensitive comments. The foundation that studied this obtained 79 complaints filed between July and December of 2022 from the University of Connecticut. In addition to the report filed against, this came up because a comedian who performed on campus, they reported him to this system. They didn't like his jokes. Now, when you wonder why we started doing the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour, this is why. Things you can't say. So you know what we do on the UACT, the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour? We say the things you're not supposed to say. And you know why? Because that's what adults do. Adults talk about issues. And sometimes those issues can be controversial. Sometimes those issues can be embarrassing. But we say them. We talk about them. That's what you're supposed to do. Anyway, they said the foundation reported that the University of Connecticut Residential Hall email was flagged for identifying bathroom use based on gender. Somebody flagged them for that. At Illinois State University, a student was reported for saying that there are only two genders and for reportedly not wanting to live with a roommate who, quote, makes up stuff in their head. I'm just giving you a few of these things that people are talking about. At Miami University, a sign on a door that stated in part, all solicitors must be able to define the word woman, was reported to campus authorities. We can't even discuss, can you define a woman? Oh, that's offensive. I love this. I saw this. What would they call pedophiles? They have a new name. Child attracted people. I remember it because of CAP. Child attracted people is what they refer to as pedophiles. So if you call somebody a pedophile, you'll probably get reported. Is that not amazing or what? Folks, we don't have an education system. It's indoctrination at best, and I don't know what it is at worst, but here's what I will tell you. It's not educating. It's making children of adults.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. The air is just fine. At least that's the word from Ohio Governor Mike DeWine and EPA Administrator Michael Regan on the situation around East Palestine, Ohio. But as for the water...
If you haven't had your water tested, please reach out to the state and remain on bottled water until you do so.
Regan is urging residents around East Palestine to trust the science. The pleas are not guilty from all five of the former Memphis police officers charged in the death of Tyree Nichols. The five face second-degree murder and several other charges. New York Senator Chuck Schumer says the U.S. will not abandon Ukraine. Writing in the Washington Post, Schumer says we've invested a lot in helping Ukraine defend itself against Russia, but the work is not done. The Conference Board predicts the USA will slip into recession this year, blaming the combination of high inflation, rising interest rates, and all of us spending less. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats have created industries, whole industries, out of their collegiate nonsense or academic nonsense. Whole industries. I talk about this often, and because we run the SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, which is our nonprofit 501c3 to bring meritocracy back to education, to end identity politics. By the way, you want to donate to that tax-free. 501c3. But we talk about these issues all the time. I use this story often. At the University of Michigan, they have 92 people that have diversity, inclusion, or equity die in their title. 92 people. In the various schools at the university, they all have a Latino person, a black person, an LGBT person, a female person, whatever. They all have something with diversity, equity, and inclusion. And they do it by all the different intersectionality. That's the word I'm looking for. Thank you. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. They spend $10.8 million a year with those 92 people. So do the math. You can figure out what they make on average. The highest paid person with diversity, inclusion, or equity in their title is the person who chairs it, and he makes $400,000+ a year. This person makes more than the president. This person makes what an executive makes. And manages their equity programs. And as I've mentioned, go look at these equity programs and tell me what they're accomplishing. The Columbia study diversity, inclusion, and equity over a decade. They spent $180 million. And you know what they found out? They were less inclusive after the fact than they were before. But there was no inclusion problem. It isn't like the University of Columbia or Columbia University isn't letting in blacks and Indians and Asians and Latinos and women and midgets and whatever else. They gain nothing. It is money thrown into a black hole that gets you absolutely nothing for it. And it's become pervasive. go to any company. You don't just get hired in HR. HR, they got all kinds of stuff. Go into the company itself and you find out, oh, we've got a group for women. We've got a group for blacks. We've got a group for black women. We've got a group for black men. We've got a group for Latino men, Latino men who want to be women. You name it. They got some special interest group for you to help you deal with your intersectionality. And God forbid you go into the LGBT nonsense. They got person in droves. And get this, the bathrooms are at issue and at play. The language that you can use, you should go through these corporate training to what they say. Now, let's not talk about mothers and fathers, because that could be offensive to the LGBT community. And or it could be offensive to black people who don't have fathers. I mean, it is a level of crazy I would have never believed that we would have gotten to. But that's where we are. They built an industry. They took all this social engineering nonsense, all these ethnic studies, women's studies, LGBT studies, and they created an industry. And now they make millions of dollars doing what? Absolutely nothing. Zero productivity. Let me ask you this. Do you think when the person making something in Bangladesh or Guatemala or Malaysia or whatever, do you think that that factory gives a crap about ethnicity, gender roles, making sure that the number of people in charge have a certain ratio of women to men or whatever else? Or do you think they just make a product and they say, here you go? How are you going to compete with that? You want to get the dollar value of things down in America? I'll give you two things you can do. Number one, stop the theft, arrest people who shoplift, and two, get rid of all this nonsense that companies are saddled with. Because it isn't just the nonsense and the hiring of people that are unqualified and all the other things that go with that. It's having all the protection mechanisms in place to fight against it. The legal teams that have to take into fact all the risk factors when you hire a woman, when you hire a black, when you hire a gay. Because let me just say something. They're going to be offended by something. And it'll have nothing to do with their job. Now, don't misunderstand me. Companies do bad things. People don't get promoted, things like that. But you know what the remedy is? If you're good at what you do, you leave and you go do something else. When Fox fired me, I didn't go, oh my gosh, it was racial. No, they fired me over a tweet where I told the truth. So apparently Fox likes liars in their midst. They don't want people to tell the truth. I rocked it when I was at Fox. Many of you know this. I got a sizzle reel that is envied. They're Dan Bongino, Candace Owens. I dare you. Put my stuff against theirs. I crush them. So I know I'm good. I wasn't worried about, am I going to get another job or whatever? I didn't need another job. I worked for myself. And you know what? If the good Lord wants me to be filthy, stinking rich, I'll get it. If he doesn't, I won't. But I'll tell you this, I will be pure and true to myself. There's my speech on that. Let's get back to this, what I want to talk about. A fast food chain, Shake Shack, agreed to pay $20,000 to a former employee who alleged that co-workers engaged in harassment and discrimination on the basis of gender identity. The compensation is part of the settlement in this case, in which the disgruntled staff member, who identified as a man but was born a woman, claimed to experience misgendering in the workplace. This is the California Civil Rights Department. Are you surprised that it's California? The unnamed employee filed a complaint with the department detailing accusations of discrimination, harassment, and retaliation based on gender identity and gender expression. Because Shake Shack, you know, I can imagine them. Ooh, do fries go with them Shake girlfriend? I'm a man now. Don't be talking about fries going with my Shake. I don't know what occurred, but I do know this. One of my friends had to deal with an employee who said she was upset that her boss kept looking at her. The boss was talking to somebody, glanced at her, because he had to get to the bottom of it. And that was what the lady was. She looked at me. And he thought she was joking. She wasn't joking. This is snowflake generation. After first receiving training at San Francisco's area location, the unidentified employee was transferred to work at the Oakland location where the alleged mistreatment occurred. In addition to forking out $20,000, Shake Shack has also agreed to revise its policies dealing with retaliation and discrimination in the workforce. By the way, one of the byproducts of all this nonsense we're talking about is all this training. You have to go. Fox, it flew me up to New York. I sat in a room with some of my, at the time, contributor friends and what have you, and we went through the most ridiculous training I've ever seen. Now, I don't know what the expense was, but I know this. Somebody had to pay it. 50 people in a room, and every employee of Fox had to go through this. So we sat through this nonsense. It was nonsense. You can't say this. You can't do this. Please don't do this. Given a scenario. So what do you do in the event of blah, blah, blah? I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. But because of all the nonsense that has been created, this ecosystem of leftism that has to finance all this nonsense, this is what we pay for. And Shake Shack, $20,000 for misgendering. Now, if you think it's limited to Shake Shack, let me tell you this, people. This is stage one. This is the first salvo. You're going to see more and more people that are going to file charges because they were misgendered one time. You didn't say the right thing, or a customer came in and didn't know that you were transitioning, and they're going to get sued. I'm just telling you, there's no limit to this. And that's going to open up a can of worms. This is why your prices are high. Compound this with Joe Biden's inflation. Fast forward 2-4 years. God forbid we get cheated out of another election. And where do you think this stuff is going to be? You may sue one day because you're a heterosexual who is offended because of all the nonsense that's going on. I'm not going to tell you what to do, but we might need to get into the litigious nature of... Did I say that right? Because I want to make sure I didn't have a Biden moment. Litigious? Yeah. Nature of what the left does, because they don't learn lessons otherwise. We may have to sue. I know there have been a couple of cases where heterosexuals and conservatives have sued and gotten their jobs back and gotten their money back. One of my friends, he's an acquaintance, she sued Southwest Airlines, won a major lawsuit. They had to hire her back, pay her back pay, and she's getting the money for it. But I don't know if this is true, but I hear she may even sue some of the people directly involved in the union who didn't do what they were supposed to do and protect her. She paid her dues. They didn't protect her. I hope she sues them. Anyway, this is the intentional misgendering and other forms of discrimination based on gender identity and gender expression can be stressful and traumatic. How about you just flip them burgers? Leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Leftists want to destroy America, folks, and they are succeeding. And sadly, we pay them to do it. We finance their nonsense. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. When I say we pay them, I'll give you an example. This transgendering of kids. There are parents out there now who have bought into this leftist nonsense around genders and this choice of genders. They're letting their kids become trees, become kittens. It's insanity. And a child, let me put it this way. There are girls I grew up with, and we used to call them tomboys. Because they wanted to hang out with the boys. They wanted to do the fun stuff. And they used a term back in the day. It was called mannish. My grandmother said, she's mannish. And all these girls were what they were, girls who didn't have an interest in dolls, but they were all girl. They liked boys. In fact, they liked boys so much they knew it early on, and they liked hanging around boys. They didn't want to necessarily be with them sexually. Some may have, but most of them just liked the vibe of being around guys. We used to call them one of the guys. And what was cool is, if you had a friend who dated one of these girls, you were like, dude, how'd you score that? She likes football. She likes to eat nachos with you. She drinks beer. She's not about being all pinky pointing, you know, dainty. It was, you were lucky. And it was funny because we felt saddled with the girls that wanted to be girls. They were all emotional and, you know, you're trying to figure them out. Yeah, truly, men were from Mars and women were from Venus. But, you know, it worked out. Because you grew up and you learned, you know what, there are girls, women, all along the spectrum. There are those who really are like guys. And you got to be careful what you wish for. You know, because there are times when you do just want to hang out with the boys and go shoot some hoops and you don't really want your girl tagging along. So, you know, but you learn how to balance it. But it didn't make them dudes. And the super, super feminine women, you didn't think of them as lesbians. And you know what's happened? Somewhere in between all of this, in the interpersonal dynamics of relationships, guys managed to screw up a few girls. Girls managed to screw up a few guys. And guys got desperate and said, you know what? I'm done with women. And women got desperate and said, you know what? I'm done with men. And we created this other branch of the tree called the LGBTQIAWTF. And now suddenly we're dealing with all these gender issues. And I'm not blaming guys or girls necessarily. I'm just trying to give you sort of a general idea of how this stuff screwed, you know, how it got to where it got. And so now academia has to study it all. They got to study it. Oh, we got to study all these genders. We got to study all this, the dynamics of this. And you can be whatever you want to be, and they're screwing these kids up and royally. Suicides are high on the LGBT side, but they're not going to tout that. That's not going to be in the Chamber of Commerce for being part of the alphabet group. And the lifelong agony that comes from taking hormones and all this other crap. And there was a family that trans their boys into girls. And I hope they did it before they cut off their naughty bits, because these boys are going to grow up and be so mad at their parents, but they're going to, worse than that, they're going to be mad at society. And you know where it's being taught? All this is being taught in academia. It's being promoted in academia. It's being adopted by everybody around who wants to pretend to be woke when they know in their heart of hearts this is idiocy. They know it. We don't have to tell them. So where are we right now? Let's just examine one location. In Chicago, 55 public schools. Not one student met grade level expectations in either math or reading during the 2021-2022 school year. And you know what else we have to blame for that? Joe Biden, the school lockdowns, and this COVID BS. All of it fits together. Out of 649 Chicago schools, 22 had zero students who met grade level expectations for reading, while no students were proficient in math in 33 schools during the 21-22 school year. The data is analyzed from the Illinois State Board of Education annual report, which details how schools within the state are performing. This is 8% of the schools that are underperforming. Defenders of the current system are sure to invoke COVID as the big reason for low scores, said Ted Dabrowski. COVID isn't. It's not COVID. It isn't the disease. as I said a second ago, it's the reaction to this fake pandemic, along with educators who don't educate. You know why they spend so much time on woke? Because they know if they can get your mind off of what they're supposed to be doing, you'll keep funding it. And you know what they're going to do next? I'm going to make a prediction. You ready? They're going to ask you for more money. They're going to say, we can fix it if you'll just give us more money. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to continue to screw up your children. He says, look at the 2019 numbers that show that the reading and math numbers were only slightly better than they are now. So in other words, it didn't matter whether it's COVID. Take whatever excuse you want. Oh, Tiger Woods didn't win the Masters last year. That's why the kids aren't learning. It's as viable as anything they're going to give you. Within the state of Illinois, 30 schools did not have any students read at grade level during the 2021 school year. Approximately 53 schools in Illinois have zero students proficient in math. In 930 schools within the state, just 1 out of 10 students meets the math grade level expectations. In 622 Illinois schools, 1 out of 10 students or fewer are reading proficiently. Unbelievable. Those are numbers that should embarrass leftists who own education. Those are numbers that should empower Republicans to be able to take over the school systems. And you have to ask yourself, why? Why are we not addressing this? Why are we not saying, look, we've had our fun with this experiment. It's over. This Department of Education thing is done. Our education department is what they technically call it. They said the bottom line is everyone suffered in the pandemic because of the pandemic. This is what Randy Weingartner, who is the president of the American Federation of Teachers. Why don't they just rename this group? The American Federation of Frauds? The AFF? The disruption was everywhere. It was bad regardless of whether schools were remote or in person. We are focused now on the urgent need to help kids recover and thrive. Yeah, I'm sure they are. Because Lord knows the American Federation of Teachers is certainly concerned about the students. See, think about it this way. They shouldn't be calling it the American Federation of Teachers. They should be calling it the American Federation of Students. Or they could go with this, the American Federation of Teachers for Students. Teachers, in other words, where is the student in this? It's a union, and I heard the union leader, well, not Weingartner, but the guy who runs the entirety of it all, I watched him at a conference with thousands of teachers. And he said, I don't care about the parents. I don't care about the students. I care about the teachers. We are here for you. We are here to protect you. Now, that being said, if he said we're protecting you from the hooligans that get sent to schools by these leftist parents, I agree with that. He says we're protecting you from a system that won't allow you to freely use your craft to actually educate kids. I'm all for it. The teachers need that union. But when the union is to protect teachers who are nothing more than pedophiles that have found the perfect scenario to practice their trade, when these are people that have no intention of teaching kids but rather just become tools of the government and tools of indoctrination, and I could go on, no, I have zero interest in that union. And that's where we are. You see the results. I don't know, what part of the Chicago results here, what part of these results would you look at as a leftist or any just a pragmatist and say, yeah, let's put more money into this system? Do you think this is a money problem? Because let me tell you what this problem is. This problem is a family problem, a parent problem, and a system that isn't recognizing that it has to go back to its core in order to help these kids. For the people listening, we can't save all these kids. But if you do want to save a few of them, check out SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. And how about we save one or two at a time? Consider a tax-deductible donation to SeekingEducationalExcellence.org.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.